This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
I would have been.
Geekswell Client Care, this is Adrienne. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Natasha. I'm calling from HBO. I have an FMS number for you.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
It's going to be 7684-9850.
Okay, thank you. All right, if you could just verify the name and the address for me, please.
I can't pronounce the name.
Oh, it's okay. If you can spell it, that's fine.
Okay, the first name is S-C-H-O-L-A-S-T-I-Q-U-E, and it's at 850 Juliet Road, LaGrange, Illinois. Telephone number is 224-589-8203.
Okay, thank you for that. And then this email you're showing is babbyphat2@hotmail.com?
Mm-hmm, babyphat2@hotmail.com, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And so you have a treadmill installed today, right? Is that what you have on your work order?
Correct.
With a couple things. Okay. How can I help?
So the technician is at the customer's home. It appears to be a apartment complex. You don't have the apartment complex number, and that telephone number is going straight to voicemail.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me see if I can give it a try or find any other phone number here. Can you give me just a moment to look around here? Okay, thank you. Okay, so I found another phone number on there. I'm going to give it a try. Just a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I ain't buying these never again. Because they're so nasty.
All right, that was not a good one. It's not a working number, so that didn't work out. And then the other one that's on the order, I got the voicemail, like how you got.
Can you give me your name one more time?
Sure, it's Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E.
Okay.
I'm still looking at one more place to look here. Let me give this a try.
Wow. Thank you.
And there's no, like, type of call box or anything like that with their name on it?
Mm-mm.
Nothing like that? Okay. Nope, there's no phone numbers there either. That's it. That's all the access I have to look for anything else. I'm sorry about that. I'll go ahead and put the notes on there that they didn't have, you know, good info on there for the apartment number. I don't have anything at all. There's a past order number on there. Let me see if that phone number is the same as this one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same thing, and nothing on those notes either. Okay, it didn't work out. And no apartment number. Let me check the order and another screen, see if there might be an apartment number on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything like that, or even notes about that they would have called in for something like that. Okay, Well, I think that's the best we can do. Gonna go ahead and give you a case number there. I'll just notate that we tried everything. It's gonna be case number 284-485-066.
I'm sorry, repeat it for me one more time. I wasn't typing anything. 284.
284-485-066.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you for your call to Geek Squad. Have a great day as well. Bye-bye.